This is my book, The Block Diagram Master. You can send me a message on WhatsApp to get it. We'll get it from the link in the video description or the link in the pinned comment. If you have the power IC, we have the CPU. We are focusing on the V core voltage, which is the power supply of the CPU. So if you come here, you will see that the next output, which is the voltage that the power manager IC gives to the CPU, is the V core. The V core, right? This V core is the VREG, which is VREG is the power supply, the output power supply. This V core is the VREG of the CPU. The V core is generally known as the input voltage of the CPU. So we are going to find if the power manager IC is giving this V core voltage to the CPU. We are also going to find the V memory, which I've also talked about the voltage in this other page, but it's not written as V memory right here because different schematics will have different names. But I have explained all the voltages here. We are going to find the V core and the V memory. If we get or we don't get it, we will know what to do. But first, we know that this problem is coming from the power manager IC. What you have to look for, you have to look for the power supply section of the power manager IC. We are going to look for that circuit. We are in the page one. I've just clicked to go to the next page to see if this is what we are looking for. So we have the analog, the PMU analog circuit. This is not what we are looking for. This is also important. Also important when it comes to finding the VREGs. And also when it comes to finding why the power manager IC is not able to consume a high amount of voltage even when it's been triggered, because the analog voltage circuit, we have a lot of circuits in the mobile PCB using the analog voltage, which needs to consume a lot of current. So if I just go to this other page, you will see we have all the power supplies here. We are going to take a look at the power supply circuit here. So we have the power manager IC. This is just the power supply circuit of the power manager IC. And what we are looking for, like I said, we are looking for the V core. We are looking for the V core voltage. You have to find the V core sections using the schematic diagram. Find the components that we can test the V core voltage in. If you check here, you will see we have V core. You have V core right here. So this is the power supply of the CPU in this mobile phone. Is the power supply here. And if you take a look here, you will see, take a look here, you will see that you need to get 0.6 volt to 1.3 volt in the V core section. So how do you test this? You test this by finding, you can find this, or you can find this capacitor right here. You can find this capacitor in which I'm going to do the same thing. And also we have the VDD EMMC core voltage, which is the power supply of the EMMC, the main power supply of the EMMC. You need to have 1.8 volt to 3.3 volt or exact 3 volts. So these different voltages depends on the state that the phone is in, but we need to have 3 volt. In our case right here, so we are looking for the 3 volt. The power manager IC is actually triggering on and has a stable trigger, even though it consumes just 17 milliampere, but we need to check if that current consumption and that stable trigger is even giving out a voltage. The reason why we are looking into this is because we want to, even though we know very well that the power manager IC is not fully initializing, we need to check still to see if it's giving out, so that you will have the knowledge of how you can operate all this. You get, so we have to look for the VDD EMMC core voltage. So here you can see that this line is not connected to any component, and if you don't know the component that the line is connected to, you won't be able to test the voltage, right? So what are we going to do here? We are going to go to the EMMC section. Let me click the next page. Then we are focusing on the VDD EMMC core voltage. Go to the next page and look for the EMMC and look for the EMMC section. We are looking for the VDD, eMMC core voltage. So here we have it. So which means that it's very simple, right? We are going to test the voltages here when we press the power key. If you press the power key, we need to get 3 volts here in one of these capacitors, in all of these capacitors, sorry. So what we are going to do, we are going to look for the VDD, eMMC core voltage. So this is a 3 volt main power supply of the eMMC. If you take a look here, you will see that we can find the voltage here on the stereo capacitor. So because you see them connected in one place in the schematic diagram, doesn't mean that when you get into the PCB, you will see them in the exact position altogether, the three of them in the exact position. And if you look for the V core voltage, you will see that it's coming to this section. And this is where the CPU capacitors are on this mobile PCB. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to check everything step by step. If I want to explain that while checking in this video, it's going to take a lot of time. But I just want you to know what exactly that I'm about to do. So what I'm about to do here, I'm going to look for the CPU main power supplies here. If anyone is missing, you will still do the same thing. Even if it's not missing, you will still do the same thing because we are not going to test all the connections, output connections of the Power Manager IC. So we are going to look for the V core voltage, and we are going to look for the for this voltage, the VDD eMMC core memory voltage. The first thing that I checked for the 3.3 volt here, or the 3 volt, and I got the 3 volt here, which is the VDD memory core voltage. So the next thing I had to check for the CPU capacitors to check the V core voltage. So what I was looking for 0.8 or 0.9 volt here, and I do not get the voltage. I'm looking for this voltage because they are the main V core voltages of the CPU, right? So like I said, even if I get a voltage or not, I will still go on to solve the problem the same way, because first we know exactly where this problem is coming from. And after checking right now and confirming, clearly we know exactly what to do and we will do it right away. So keep on watching. While if you want my professional level course or my basic level course or my book, just send me a message using the number on the screen right there. You will get my courses right now with a huge discount. Ready beat.